everybody. I'm Dick Buckley. I have jazz for you for the next 3 hours. Here with Jazz Records for you. From now until 3 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to play some classic jazz for you, some of the good old good ones. Just stay with us and you'll soon discover what I'm talking about if you don't know already. If you're new to the program, my goodness, you've missed so much good jazz in the past, I don't even like to think about it. But you don't need to miss any in the future. You'll just be there every Sunday at noon and we'll be here. Let's get started with Jim Beebe, Chicago Jazz, that's the name of his group, and the album has been reissued now on compact disc called Saturday Night Function. The group features Bob Schultz and Spanky Davis, the two trumpets, and Jim Beebe's trombone, Charlie Hook's clarinet, Steve Bear is the pianist, Jack Kunzel's banjo, Duke Groner, the bassist, and Barrett Deems, the drummer. And I play in this one because I just happened to run into it and thought it's been a long time since we've enjoyed Barrett Deems drumming on the Bourbon Street Parade, where he just keeps an accented press roll running through the whole thing. I think the vocal is Duke Groner. They don't give any vocal credit, but I think he's the only one of the group that really sang. This is the Bourbon Street Parade, Jim Beebe's Chicago Jazz. Jim Beebe's Chicago Jazz, and that was the Bourbon Street Parade. And I noticed in very, very small print, tiny print, under the listing on the track in the album, it says Charlie Hook's vocal. So I was crediting the vocal to the wrong person, Duke Groner, although Duke did do some singing. Before he played bass, he did a lot of singing. The Bourbon Street Parade. That reminds me, someday I'm going to do the last hour of traditional jazz songs written about streets. Basin Street, Beale Street, Bourbon Street. There are so many of them. Hobson Street, remember that one? The Hobson Street Blues. Where do we find that? Hobson Street is in Detroit, I believe. I was wondering about it and somebody informed me. Well, that trio of Red Garland coming up next. Red Garland at the piano with Jamal Nasser. He's known as now, when he made this record, he was George Joyner. George Joyner, the bassist, and J.C. Hurd, the drummer. At Cobb, sitting in with his tenor saxophone. This is kind of a follow-up that Illinois Jacket and Jimmy Mundy did to their big hit, Blue Velvet. They call this one Black Velvet. And somebody added lyrics and called it Don't You Go Away Mad, but this is still before the lyric, and it's called Black Velvet. Arnett Cobb with the Red Garland Trio. Thank you. Cobb with Red Garland and Black Velvet, or with lyrics, Don't You Go Away Mad. That was recorded with the Red Garland Trio and Arnett Cobb back in October 31st of 1960. They tell us how Red Garland gets that sound, that block chord sound. He was doing an intro to something Miles Davis was going to record, and he was playing single note introduction, and Miles whistled everything to a stop and told Red to play some block chords, and Red did, and thus a style was born. Billy Taylor will tell you that he did it first, but Red Garland's the one that became famous doing it. And if you want to know how he did it, Jerry Coker, in his book, The Jazz Idiom, says, Garland brought a new approach to keyboard voicing. He omitted the root from the bottom, if not altogether, placing instead a seventh or a third, usually at the bottom, and played the voicings more in the middle and upper register rather than the lower position of the keyboard. This might have led him to, some to call him a cocktail pianist, but Ahmad Jamal has been called a cocktail pianist, as has Errol Garner. So anyway, that's the way he does it if you're a pianist and you're wondering how he gets the block chord style. This is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. Next up we have Sidney Bechet and a quartet that includes Joe Sullivan at the piano, Pops Foster bass, and George Wetling, the drummer, along with Sidney Bechet's. Those war found a pretty good copy to make these recordings from. This is I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. Thank you. Stan Kenton and the orchestra, and How High the Moon, Kenton's recording from December 21st of 1947. The trombone chorus, well, I can't tell you because it doesn't tell me. The trombones were Harry Betts, Harry Forbes, and Bart Varzalona, pardon me. Here's Georgie Auld and one of those great music craft recordings that he made in the winter of 1946. His band was on a straight bassy kick, and he had some all-stars sitting in with the band. Holiday, No Regrets, and that was the alternate master. They changed the mic placement a bit, and Artie Shaw and Bunny Berrigan got their act together a little better. And this is the second take and the original release of No Regrets.
Smiling at me. could just stop when I caught your eye. So overwhelming was my first impression of you.
Listening to Sam Reed's Clayton trumpet, Benny Morton trombone, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson at the piano, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones the drummer. Freddie Green didn't make it on this one. And
back in your own backyard, you'll see your castles in Spain through your window pane. In your home backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come weary at heart back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes back in your own backyard.
Thank you.
go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come. Weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes. Standing in your own backyard. Weary at heart, back where you started from.